Okay, so today I'm going to give you an update on an evaluation trial that Glenn Wright, who is also here in the audience, and I have been conducting for quite a while. Okay. So why lemons and why the California desert? Well, first of all, California leads the nation in terms of the production of lemons. And actually, California lemons actually continue to be one of the highest value citrus crops per acre in California, much more than navel oranges. And the reason that desert lemons are important is that desert lemons both occupy an important early season market niche, and they're actually a source for packing houses in other parts of the state. So this trial that we've been working on was actually initiated in 2005, 2006, and we planted trees of 11 of the different selections that are of the 12 different selections in 2006, and the 12th one was planted 1 year later. And I'll talk about the different selections in a minute. But this was in thermal California, and it's on 2.9 acres of land. And we had 20 trees of each of these 12 selection. They're budded on citrus macrophylla rootstock, and they're in five groupings of four trees per selection. And I'll show you that in a minute in the map. And the spacing is 24 by 24, and the design is a randomized complete block. And this is what the trees look like 2 years after the trial was started. So still fairly young trees, but as you know, lemons grow quite vigorously. And this is what they looked like in April of 2014. This trial is still going on, and I'll talk about that and other trials we're doing at the end. This is actually the design. You can see the five different groupings, and you can see that you can't really read the different cultivar names at this point, but you can see how they're laid out because they're in different colors within each of those five groupings. Okay. And so this was from our seventh year of harvest, and it's showing the commercial picking on the left up there in the corner, and the fruit is actually harvested by Coachella Valley Citrus. But what happens is the day before we go out and take these subsamples that we collect for packout data on a portable packing line. So the subsamples are in boxes of 30 to 35 pounds. And then we take even samples of those, which you can see me doing at the bottom, for quality analysis that it's actually done at the University of Arizona. The way we measure yield for the commercial yield is by the number of sacks per tree. We count the number of sacks. We know that they're about 40 pounds, and that's how we come up with the yield. These are the different selections that we use using in this trial. There are two controls. One's Allen Eureka, which is the most planted Eureka selection in California, and the other one's Lisbon called Limonera 8A, which is the most commonly grown lemon in California, as well as the most commonly grown Lisbon selection. So those were our two controls. And then we have the rest of these actually were either things that I had evaluated as part of my initial evaluations of new introductions, or they are cultivars that Glenn had some experience with in Arizona. Now, one of them is this really sort of unusual thing that most of you may be aware of. It's called variegated pink flesh Eureka lemon, which, because it's variegated, it doesn't grow quite as vigorously. And there's not real evidence, but that they may not yield as much. And we also did Corona Foothills, which is a popular lemon in Arizona. Walker Lisbon, which is a vigorous but older selection from California that had never been evaluated in one of these trials. Feminella Santa Teresa is one of the feminella lemons that's commonly used in Italy. There's a lemon citron hybrid called Interdonato that we had some experience with. Pheno 49, or Limonera Pheno 49, is actually the chief winter lemon in Spain. And then there's a Pheno 95, which is also another selection from Spain, and it's reportedly about 2 weeks earlier than Pheno 49. And then another one is Messina, which is similar to Femminello Messina, which is another Femminello selection. Seedless is an interesting one that got imported into the Citrus Variety Collection in 1985, and it has traditionally had very, very few seeds, but there was a joke that it was not only seedless but fruitless in California, so we wanted to test that. And then Yen Ben is a Lisbon from Queensland that is thought to be precocious. So I'm going to talk a little bit about some of our interior fruit quality data and peel characteristics, and this is from all the 12 different selections. And this is for 7 years, from the 2009-10 season to the 2014-15 season. And I'm going to talk about, there are other characteristics that we measured as well, but here is just some of the selected ones. In terms of juice characteristics, the one that had the lowest juice percent or juice is Yen Ben. And the one that had the highest, there's a number of them that had the highest, but the one that had the very highest was Variegated Pink Flesh Eureka Lemon. Now the soluble solids and the acids and the ratio between the two are in a very narrow window of range, but in fact, since the sample size was so very large, you can see that there are some significant differences between a number of them. Whereas in things like seed count, it's much more dramatically different. You go from seedless lemon, which you can see is quite low seeded with having only one seed per fruit, and to something like Walker, which had about 18 seeds per fruit. There are some differences in peel thickness, with things like Interdonado and Variegated Interdonado and Variegated Pink Flesh have pretty low peel thickness. I think there was one other. And then, Yen Ben. And then peel smoothness. There are two that really stood out for smoothness. Peel smoothness is on a rating system. And Interdonado and Yen Ben, you see, had very low numbers that indicated a very smooth peel. The oil content, we also measured the oil content once over this period, and there were variation in oil content, with Interdonado having very low amounts of pounds per ton of oil, and the highest was, there's three that had much higher, including Seedless, Messina, and Corona Foothills. Okay. Now, one of the things, of course, the growers are most interested in is the total yield. And this is the yield, total yield, pounds per fruit per tree for each of these 12 selections over this 7-year period. And what we did is we put the yield in two different graphs, because it would be very difficult to actually see them if they were on a single graph. But the ones in the top graph are the ones that have the greatest yield. And that includes, of course, Corona Foothills, which has that red line at the very top on most of the years, Walker Lisbon, Limonera Pheno 49, Santa Teresa, Allen Eureka, which was one of the controls, and then Limonera 8A. But it is kind of interesting to see that Limonera 8A, which is the most grown lemon in California, actually had, for most of the years, had less yield than a number of these other selections. The one that had the least yield, which you can see that purple line on the bottom, is actually Variegated Pink Eureka. And it's kind of interesting, in the first 2 years, you can see that it had about the same amount of yield as the one that was planted a year later. Okay. And then we also, that was yield from the commercial packing. Now this is, I'm going to show you pack out based on the line that we, the subsamples that we collected, the 35 pound subsamples, we actually calculated what the pack out is. So this is from the portable packing line. And if you look at Messina, which is there in the middle, Messina has most of the fruit peak at 75 and 95. So they're the largest fruit of all the ones. And this is the, this what I'm showing you right now is for the first harvests. We have been doing two harvests for the last 7 years, and for the first harvest, Messina had the largest fruit. The ones that had the smallest fruit include variegated pink flesh Eureka and Yenben, which actually peak on 165s and 140s and 165s. And then all the other remaining ones are peaking on between 95 and 115. Now, when you look at the second harvest, you, there's some, it's very similar in lots of ways, although the size is slightly different. Messina, again, is, has the largest fruit, but it's peaking on 75s. And the smallest fruit are, again, variegated pink Eureka and Yenben, which are peaking on 165s. And the remaining ones are peaking at 95. Okay, so when what we did is we also took all the data that was given to us by the packing house, and the packing house then separated into four grades, the four different grades, the choice and the other three grades, and then they actually, within those grades, it separated into these different size categories and the number of boxes, so crates per each of those. And then from that information, we actually were able to calculate the top net return per acre. And the thing that stands out, which you can see if you look at the top three, is that they all share, they all were the top one for one of those 3 years. So it, those are the ones that are showing the largest returns. So basically, overall, Corona Foothills, Walker Lisbon, and Lyman Arafina 49s, Feminel Santa Teresa, and those two controls actually had the highest yields. But of those six, the three that stood out, one was Corona Foothills, which had really good fruit size, and it was relatively early in maturity and had some of the best first harvests. Walker Lisbon, which had a good first harvest yield and good returns, and they're relatively early, which brings the highest price in California. And then Fino 49 also had excellent first and second harvest. We have some new trials. This project is now part of a core program funded by the Citrus Research Board in California, and we've established some new multi-location trials based on what was showing the best returns. These three that I just mentioned, as well as Yenben and Interdonado, are in this multi-location trial that's going to be at four sites that we just planted this past June in Thermal, Santa Paula, Ling Cove, which is up in the San Joaquin Valley, and Riverside, which is in Southern California. And this is a paper that Glenn and I wrote that just got published recently in the summer of 2015, if you would like to learn more about this trial. Thanks so much. I'd be happy to ask her any questions you have.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is the maturity index for lemons?
What is the maturity index? Oh, we're size picking.
Based on size.
Yeah, we're size picking on, I think the rings, I think 11. What's the ring size?
Yeah. Usually 8.
Oh, it was 8. Yeah. Okay.
Which
yeah.
Which corresponds about to 140 per carton. Okay. So Interdonado is the only selection that was not a standard lemon. How different is it in its characteristics and what is its market acceptance?
Well, it is it's really, really smooth on the outside, and everybody loved that. When we brought growers over to see that, they were just so impressed by how smooth, but it also had a tip, a point on the tip of the fruit that actually often broke off. So it had that other characteristic, but they were so kind of enamored with how smooth it was that...
How about juice volatile? Is it your perception of it?
I don't know. What do you think, Glenn? I think it was
Yeah, it tastes like lemon.
Yeah. It's similar to lemon. Definitely tastes like a lemon. It doesn't look like a citron, more like a citron, than which is what you might think.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, so good. I set a good example in terms of keeping us on schedule.